One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What's up, everybody? Just a reminder that today is the last day to get your pre-sale tickets for the fall leg of the Live and Alive tour date. Use code SICKLER to get access to the best seats, exclusive meet and greets, all that fun stuff. I'm coming to Austin, Dallas, La Jolla, Salt Lake City, Denver, Chicago, Detroit, Minneapolis, Madison, Portland, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, and Tempe. Tickets for the general public go on sale tomorrow. All tickets are available on my website at ryansickler.com. Go get them now. Hope to see you at a show.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back. I'm Ryan Sickler, ryansickler.com, and Ryan Sickler on all your social media. And I'm going to start this episode like I start them all by saying thank you. Thank you for whatever you do. Thank you for your support of this show and whatever you do to support me. I appreciate you. Without you, there is no me, and there is no this. So you guys are the best. Come see me on tour if I'm in your town when you're around. Tickets are available at ryansickler.com. I'm very excited to have this guest with me in the Way Back today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Paul Verzi.
What's up, brother?
Thank you for being here, brother.
Always a pleasure.
I know you genuinely mean it. I always have a good time laughing. Whether you already told me a horrible story out front that also is hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Before we get into diving back to the Way Back, promote everything you'd like, please.
Oh, man, I got a bunch of dates on paulverzi.com. The Netflix special is streaming, Nocturnal Admissions. I'm going to Tampa. I'm going to Rhode Island. I'm going to Seattle. I'm going to Portland. And more dates are coming, paulverzi.com. Check out Bone to Pick podcast with Bobby Kelly as well and The Verzi Effect.
Awesome. I was explaining to you what this podcast was and that there's purpose and meaning behind things I do. And it's not just some seat up against a wall. This is that old school seat that face back in the traffic. And you said, yeah, I rode one of those. So wait, how old are you?
How old are you now? Oh, I'm 45.
Damn, dude. I was going to say 38.
Okay, cool.
You look good.
Could. Yeah. Well, you know what, man? I got that Mediterranean skin. I'm Sicilian Greek. You know, I haven't had booze in 32 days.
That's nice.
But I remember being in it.
Yeah. Who had it? Who had the car?
You know what? I don't remember. It was one of my mom's friends. And I remember the seat being orange. And I remember me and my buddy fighting to get it. We're like, no, we're going in there because we wanted to see.
Yeah.
We just thought it was cool to be the different, seeing the traffic. You know, you have a wise-ass friend, give the finger to a car. You know what I mean?
What are y'all doing back there? Yeah. Nothing. Yeah.
And then, but I also had anxiety as a kid. So I thought, like, if there was an accident, I'd be killed first.
Yeah, you know? We talk about that. Those cars
coming.
Right, coming.
So I acted like I was excited, but I would be like, whoa. I had anxiety.
That's probably where that anxiety was born, riding in that fucking seat, and people were just scared the entire time.
Oh my God, dude.
So I mentioned to you, and you said, oh man, I moved a lot. And I was like, here we go. Because Kirsten said the same thing. I don't think we've had a person come on yet who talked about bouncing around as a kid. So where do you start? Where are you born and where are you starting?
Yeah, my life would be a lot different.
Okay.
All right. My mother and father, we lived like in Scarsdale, dude, which is, it's like tops in Westchester County. My dad was like third down the line at AIG in Manhattan.
Okay.
Just crushing. Okay. The marriage didn't work out for whatever. They got divorced when I was 5 and my older brother Christian was 10.
Okay.
And then the shit hit the fan. We were living with my mom. They sold the house. My dad got some apartment somewhere. We were living with my mom in a one-bedroom apartment where my brother and I shared the bedroom and my mother slept on the floor of like on a futon in the living room.
Okay, in the living room.
You know, yeah. And it was just, I mean, but what was cool about my mom, it was a good school district.
I was going to ask if you stayed in the same school
district. So, no, we left that district. We went to another one, but it was good.
Okay.
But my mom was like, listen, we may live like this, but you're going to the final.
I'm going to fuck my back up. Y'all going to go to college.
And it was the fucked up futons with the little wood. Yeah. You know, they would crack in the middle. Like,
bring up the old school, like 80s
yo,
futon.
Yo, the frame of an old
pinch
school.
Your finger, you're like, fuck.
Yeah, it was that one on the left. That shit is like 180.
Just some slack.
I mean, you could go to the store and build that shit.
Yeah, you really could. You could.
Yeah, my mom slept on that, man, just so me and my brother had the room. And we were, one story was my brother was in, I guess my brother was like young in school and like he didn't want to, we got real attached to my mom after the divorce. And back then, teachers could kind of touch you, like discipline, or like grab you by the shoulders. Anyway, like my brother just snapped on this, like young. He was young, and he just started kicking this teacher's shins. And they said, like her shins got all black and blue. She could like barely walk.
He was like
the quiet, calm, and he's just kicking this bitch. My mom was like, she was limping. She had black and blues. But I think and then I started acting out. I started acting out because
in school though?
Yeah, I did. I did.
What
I almost
are you doing?
Dude, one of the hardest moves I ever had. So I was in elementary school, which was stable. And then I got into sixth and seventh grade of that. And I was gonna be, believe it or not, man, I was really being like, I don't know if groomed is the right word, but I was it to be football. Like I was.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
I was saying groomed.
Okay, all right. No wonder you're wondering if it's the right word.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the right word.
You call him trained up.
Yeah.
Trained up.
I was like, so I was a good, like, Pop Warner football player. Then I started playing for them in junior high.
Got it.
And then the junior, and it was a big football program. And then, like, eighth going into high school, they were like, oh, well, Verzi's going to be this. And then we moved in eighth grade, dude, after that. So moving around. But when you're young, moving around, it's not that bad. Like when you go like kindergarten to then like. But I moved in third grade and I was there from third to eighth. And I was like kind of the man. I was going to be the football guy. Girls liked me. You know, I had the fucking tail in the back.
You had the rat tail.
I had the rat tail. Yeah, I had the rat. Yeah, that's it. Oh, my God, dude. I can't believe that. I can't believe you just got that on the timing of that's incredible. So you see, dude.
Yeah,
So that was like I would say fourth or fifth. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
That's like fourth or fifth.
Yeah.
Then I go to
Mr.
sixth.
Charmer over here.
Yeah. Then I go. Oh yeah, the girls love me, man.
Yeah.
So then I go to sixth. Then I go to seventh, and we're in a junior high school football game. And second half, they go, "Go ahead, you're the quarterback." Believe it or not, you could. It's funny too. You could ask our friends that know me, like Giannis. Like when those dudes, like Giannis and Burr, and them, like, dude, how do you? I throw football. They throw football. You think it's like I could throw it, right? So I'm in seventh grade. They're like, we're losing. They go, put him in the second half because once he goes up, we're going to. And I remember, dude, I remember this. They called my number. They called my number. The first two plays, I did a bootleg. I ran for 20 yards each.
And
linebackers yelling at me, but I was scared. But so anyway, I move in eighth grade. And my mom still apologizes to this day for doing it because we moved like up in the sticks a little bit. And like it was like 93, 94. So it was like before all of these strip malls got put up. So it was a little bit
out there.
It was out there and I was crushed. And I would get on the train on weekends and go down to see my friends at the old school. And I remember running into this one coach and this hurt me. He just goes, hey, man, he goes, we had plans for you. And I remember just getting going on the train back up there. But this is a story me and my mom.
That's
always
so terrible to say to an eighth grader.
We had plans for you.
Who's got nothing to do? Like, you were like, yeah, I'm a sign in Alabama. Like, you had nothing to do with it. For an adult to put that on a kid's shoulders, and you're fucking sitting here talking about it now, is hilarious.
Dude, I remember.
That is so out of pocket.
We had plans for you. But it gets,
fucked up, man.
It gets better.
Big Shifry.
It gets better, dude. It gets better. So the eighth grade teacher, I'm up there. Oh, dude, the first day my mom is driving me. I'm like, I can't believe you did this to me. I'm crying. She she's driving me to school, and I look to the left. Man, this is bringing back memories. I look to the left, and I just see a cow field of cows, and I look to my mom. I go, there's fucking cows. There's fucking cows. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I go, there's fucking cows here. I can't walk anywhere. It's fucking hillbilly shit you did to me, you fucking selfish. Dude, I lost it. I was like, you did this for your husband, you fucking selfish.
Oh, she got remarried.
Yeah, my stepdad. Oh, so God. I'm seeing, dude, I saw cows on my way to my first day in eighth grade. And dude, it hurt. Like, I went from the motherfucker to like, I was walking in the hallway so defeated. And a dude would push me, be like, yeah, move, pussy. And I didn't have the fight in me. Then I flipped it and I became the man, but it took a while and it hurt.
Did you, I have to ask you this, because we moved out into the county as well. And when we got there, Kirsten had one in her school. There probably still are, but when we got there, there was an FFA. Did you have an FFA in your school?
Yeah, well, yes.
Future Farmers of America.
I think we did.
I'm not sure.
And I think we, that sounds familiar.
What the hell
familiar.
This program was? And they had a corduroy jacket. That, yeah, there it was. And they would wear this around school proud. Like, we are, it's probably in one of my yearbooks somewhere, Future Farmers of America. And I don't know if any of these people ever became farmers. I gotta be honest with you. I have no idea what the success rate of FFA is.
Yeah,
but
100%.
I would like to know now, damn it. I'd like to know what the actual follow through is for these FFA people.
That's hilarious.
But a lot of them where I went to school were more rednecky, and they just use it as an excuse to dip in school and, you know, wear cowboy boots.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Stuff like that.
And you
so
probably
you say
get,
you're out there, and there were cows. I mean, there was no doubt. There were farms for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't know how many of them went
Well,
through.
I went from like somebody that like New York City was 35 minutes away. You could walk down to
you're
the stationery
store.
You're a
karate kid, bro. You're dude, a man, and now you're headed to Reseda.
Dude, that's exactly kind of what it was. Yeah. And I kind of, people were like, you look like Ralph Macchio. I swear, when I was younger.
You did with that little rat tail.
Yeah, so it hurt, man. And then, but going back to the football thing, you're right. Like, that dude made me, when I went down, I was like, man, I would have been in that football program. I would have, you know, continued. Now, listen. It's a small town, too. That was not a huge town. But I remember, you're going to love this. The eighth grade teacher goes, I want you all to write yourselves a note. He goes, and I want you to write yourselves a note where you're going to be in 4 years, what you're doing, and I'm going to mail it back to you in 4 years, right? And I said, 4 years, I'm going to be the starting quarterback in Notre Dame football. That's what I wrote. And that motherfucker never sent it back. And I'm glad he didn't, because I'm a comedian now. I'm telling dick jokes in strip malls. Yeah, it's a big difference from throwing for the fighting Irish.
It's funny you say, like, seventh grade to this day was one of the most fun grades I've ever had. It really, for me, was where the light bulb turned on. Like, I started to understand at times, oh, I'm actually smarter than that adult over there.
Yeah.
Not every adult's smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because they're bigger and older doesn't mean they're smarter.
You start feeling yourself a little bit.
Light bulbs started to turn on. Yeah. Comedy, just the way that different people would make me laugh in different cities. Just all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Like everything. School and finding humor in all of that now and stuff. So what are your high school years? Like, what house are you in there? Is this the same one where moved into the eighth grade?
Yeah, so we moved into the eighth grade. They got like a ranch and like, you
what
know,
was
my
your high school?
My John Jay High School in Hopewell Junction. And yeah, and I lost all desire to play sports at that point. So I started hanging out with older kids when I got to high school because the older kids liked me. But you know what that means? You're doing bad shit.
Yeah.
You know, like I had friends, they were like, yo, man, look at this gun. And you know, and I, you know, but they took me, like, yo, Paulie's with us. So like all of a sudden, these older kids are vouching for me. So like it was more about partying, girls, and friends because I needed that. Because I moved so much. So the friends meant a lot because I kept, you know, I didn't want to do that Karate Kid shit anymore. Like I did it, I went through it, and now I don't want to do it. But some of the kids were like, you know, bad partiers. So there was drugs around. I remember this one dude, you know, rest his soul, he passed away, but he wanted to take me to a Cypress Hill concert. And my mom's like, you're not going to that. You're not going to that. And then I look back and I'm like, I'm lucky she knew. You know, your mother knows. Your parents know when you hang out with people, you're like, hey, you know what, maybe not tonight. And you're like, why? And then you find out, like, did you hear what happened? And you're like, oh, okay.
Oh, three people got shot?
Yeah. Yeah. So I was dating this girl, and she's throughout high school. And, like, German foreign exchange students came to the school. And one of them was staying with her and her family and her brother, right?
It just sounds like an invasion. It just sounds.
Dude, you're
like
gonna,
an
you're
invasion.
Gonna, dude, you are gonna
okay,
love.
Okay, so
it.
Wait, you got yourself a girl, and you've been together what night? You're like the ninth, yeah, tenth, 11th. You've been together.
No, ninth, not yeah, no, all through high school, on and off, and like yeah, like you know, so. There was this one year, I want to say we were either juniors or sophomores when a bunch of German dudes came. And I was like, we playing basketball with them. Shit's hilarious. But I thought that the German foreign exchange student that was staying, because she had a brother that I was friends with.
Mm-hmm.
So this foreign exchange student was staying with them. And I felt like he liked her. But it was maybe my insecurity, whatever. She was being nice to him, but it was my insecurity, whatever. So anyway... he came up to me one time. He's like, oh, you're very lucky. She's a pretty girl, all this stuff, you know. And I had a keg party in my house in high school. What I'm going to tell you right now is 100% true. It's not to be funny. I just thought of it while we're doing it. There's backup for this. This happened.
The days are warmer, the walks are longer, and one easy way to help your dog shine this season is with fresh, healthy food from The Farmer's Dog. The Farmer's Dog makes real fresh dog food and delivers it right to your door. Recipes are developed by vet nutritionists. They're made from real meat and veggies and portioned just for your dog. A fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits, from healthier coat and skin, better digestion, and even smaller, better poops. A healthy diet isn't just important for humans. Look, this little lady right here loves the Farmer's Dog. Chicken and turkey are her favorite. Likes the beef also, but chicken and turkey are her favorite. All right? She's over there eating healthy, running around. Look how good she looks. She looks good, man. That coat's all the Farmer's Dog. It doesn't matter if your dog's young or old. It's always the right time to begin investing in their health. That means more happy, healthy, and full years together. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/wayback. Plus, getting free shipping, all right? Just go to thefarmersdog.com/wayback to get 50% off. That's thefarmersdog.com/wayback.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You know, they were like, yo, do you mind if all the German foreign exchange students come? I was like, I don't know. It was like 12 of them, 14 of them. I go, they could come. I go, but they're going to do something before they go in the backyard and hit this keg. I said, they're all going to stand in my front yard and they're going to sing the national anthem.
That's great.
And they did.
Did that.
These motherfuckers, they were proud to do it. That's real. These were, I love that they knew it.
I wouldn't know something. I'm just trying to learn the language. I got to know your anthem.
So they sang the national anthem, which was great. They go in the backyard. But the weird thing was I went into the high school bathroom to piss, and there were three of them at a urinal or whatever, and they were like 5 feet back with their pants at their ankles. Pissing. Yeah, I swear to God.
All three of them.
Two of them were like
arching it.
It was just like, yeah, they were standing far back and their pants were down and they were like pissing like that. And I wasn't going to be like, no, you could get up. Like, I can't tell a kid how to piss. So yeah. I just dry my hands, walked out laughing.
Your kid, you can't for damn sure, man.
Yeah. It was a tough adjustment. It was a tough adjustment. But I do think the older kids taking me under their wing and kind of showing me the ropes and then maybe getting into a relationship kind of eased me into it. But that was the hardest move. And I think that changed a lot for me.
Dude, you made me. I don't know why it popped in my head. I was going to ask you if you played instruments, you know, anything growing up, because they make you take them. But I remember our high school, we were good at sports, but they celebrated the band more than anything. Not the arts.
Really?
Not the sports. The band, to their credit, also was a good band.
Yeah, yeah.
They were actually in the movie. If you've ever seen John Waters' movie called Crybaby with Johnny Depp,
Tracy Lords is in it. I know the
movie. They have a scene in that movie because they were good. And they had a thing called the spirit. You're making me remember all this, but I forgot. I forgot about this. They had a thing called the spirit flag. So they would, and that would, they would fly it for good shit. And they would come on in morning announcements, you know, like, and nothing about how we just beat the fucking crosstown rival. Nothing. Just the band took third in states. We're like, we took fucking South Carroll down last night.
We made sectionals, man. What the fuck?
Right?
Yeah, that's great.
So we just started developing a hatred for the band because they were so celebrated and we were so ignored.
Right.
Just as athletes, you know, like, fuck you guys, man. Right. Y'all, you know, all the love and we're over here doing just as good. You know?
Right, right. So, yeah, so there was a little animosity.
They had this, we found out that they were having this like lock-in at the gym. It was a sleepover for the band. Right. Uh-huh. And legally, they couldn't lock all the doors because there's got to be escapes for fire and stuff. But they're they got a big I mean, the whole gym is filled. It's pitch black and it's all these 100 kids probably sleeping in sleeping bags and stuff. And we fucking we pull up out in the parking lot with no headlights on. And me, my brother, a couple of us, maybe three other of us, we fucking sneak in quiet and we just. Take eggs. We've got so many raw eggs, Paul Verzi, and we just blindly just launching them in there. You hear people, what the fuck? What the fuck? And we're start laughing so hard. We're just chucking them in anywhere you can in the gym.
Because everywhere's a target. All,
everywhere's a target. You don't even get to see it
you're
either.
Clapping, you clapping,
Bob. You hear it. It's funny as shit. What the fuck? What is that? You know, and panicking in the middle of the night. And we're dying laughing. And then we got to run out of there. I forgot we did that. It was so much fun.
Dude, you're bringing.
We laughed so hard driving home. We couldn't breathe. Like, oh my God, those poor fucking people. We don't need. And we didn't even get to see the carnage. You know what I mean? But hearing it was, what is that? One of those panicky, you know, what is that?
And you guys must have, after you guys launched it, you must have just laughed.
Oh, dying. Oh, like, let's go. Just we're all throwing them, you know?
Oh, that is so fucking funny. Yeah, dude, when that brings me to a memory where before I moved, you know when you go away on a class trip for a sleepover?
Yeah, we went
up to one of those farms.
Okay, so can I ask you just real quick? We did an outdoor school too, and they do a Monday to Friday. Is that what you're doing, or are you just doing a night or two?
No, we're doing like, I want to say it was two or three nights.
Okay.
Probably like a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They bring us in a bus. We went a couple hours. This is before I moved. This is when I was in the first school. And we get out there, and we're in bunks. At night. You know, they want you to milk. They do a talent show. So I remember we do it.
Yeah, that's how I started comedy.
Yeah, we do a talent show. I was in a sketch and shit. And like my elbow hurt or some shit. I forgot what it was. I remember it was, I went up to the doctor. Everyone went up to the doctor. And then it was something. The punchline was the kid would have been pregnant. Anything that bothered you in your body, they said something. And then this kid was supposed to, it was like a boy being pregnant. He runs off the stage. It was a funny thing, whatever.
It was ahead of its time.
So it was ahead of its time. Yeah, it was really ahead of its time. Yeah. It was ahead of its time. He's like, oh, fuck that. I'm not pregnant. Yeah, they couldn't do that shit. They couldn't do that shit up in a farm today. Right?
Now they'd be like, is he really pregnant?
He might be. Respect.
Yeah, he might be. Yeah.
So we're in the bunks. And I did bad shit, man. I did bad shit. I go, yo. We all started going to the bathroom. There were four of us, right? A bunk on one side, a bunk on another, four of us. And I go, yo, we all pissed in an empty Pepsi can. And I said, when this kid goes to the bathroom, we're going to pour the piss in his bed, dude. And we did. And
you
he
just soaked it.
Dude, we soaked it.
And then pulled the sheets
and he comes back. And we're like this. And we're all like this.
I'm already laughing. I'd be the worst to do this shit.
Yo, the principal.
With
yo, dude. So all of a sudden, I saw this guy. Like after 25 years, he gets back in the bunk. And we're just like, and he just goes, what the hell? What? What is this? Right? So, like, long story, dude. He goes,
I'd be over there with my face in my pillow just shaking violently, trying not to let out anything.
The principal goes, you guys will do no activities today. You're going to sit in the dining hall with your heads down like this for the rest of the afternoon. You're lucky you're not expelled. You have to write an apology note. You have to tell your parents what you did. Write an apology note to Eric. Okay? Yeah. And you have to you have to write an apology note. You have to tell your parents what you did. And me and the other dude sat all day like this. And then they let us do like the last night. They made like a fire or whatever. They let us do the last night. But that was fucked up. And then so going back to after I move and I'm devastated, I tried to get kicked out. When I saw the cows and shit, mm-hmm. and I went through all that, I was like, I can't do this. I'm not doing it. So I made like a vow to myself. I go, all right, you know, they moved me here. They did this to me. I'm getting kicked out. So I'm staying home. And I took bottle rockets on the bus.
No.
I swear to God on my mother.
Today?
You're
a terrorist today.
I put a bottle rocket out the window to shoot it at cars behind. Lit. Oh, lit it.
You lit a bottle rocket out a school bus window?
And it flew out the back of
like
a car.
Seven,
at a car. At like... Yeah, it was like 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's early to have to be a driver to have that coming at you. You
know? And
this kid's going through some.
But
shit.
You know what they did? They were like, he's trying. They knew. They go, he's trying to get kicked out. We could put him in a program.
You shot a bottle rocket. That's big,
dude. I shot a bottle rocket out of the back thing, and I was suspended for a week. And they were really trying to figure out. And they basically sat me down and they go, you have a choice. You could either settle into this school and get into this shit. Or we're going to put you in some, there's like a program you don't want to be in.
Yeah.
Like, so you need to like, and then it just, you know, listen, time happened and it went by and I started to build up and get popular. And I developed a life up there that I was, you know, normal again. But dude, I didn't care about the repercussions of the bottle rocket. I wanted the bottle rocket to be so bad. I remember everyone's like, dude, he ain't going to do it. And I was like, fuck, you guys don't know where I'm at mentally. I'm doing it. And the thing flew out of the car and the bus driver. And it was a really big deal. My mom was like, what are you, you know? And I was like, you did this. It got really ugly for a while. But it worked out, you know? And I'm not going to lie. People are like, yo, that's the kid that threw a bottle rocket. That's a gangster.
He shot it out of the bus. Out of the bus.
Yeah, I
kicked the teacher's shin.
I do feel bad for the car behind us because it wasn't about them.
What's that poor guy? You know, like, Jesus Christ, I saw that coming to me too. I mean, it's 7:30, man.
That guy gets to his office like, dude, you don't know what just happened.
My kid just shot a bottle rocket at me out of a bus. What? A short bus? No, regular ass bus. Sure. Tell me about, I asked you before we started talking about sneaking out.
Dude,
were you a kid that got to sneak out?
Yeah, man. So there was a nightclub in Poughkeepsie called Birdie's. And it was the spot, man. Fridays.
I'm going to pause you because we would sneak out and just go around the neighborhood, maybe egg or toilet paper or some bullshit. Just run the streets.
Yeah, yeah.
You actually went to a club.
Oh, yeah.
In high school?
Yeah, I started drinking. I had my first drinks at this bar that still exists today called Handshakes in Fishkill, New York. See if Handshakes is up there.
Handshakes is hilarious.
Handshakes. And I had a Captain Morgan ginger ale. And somebody goes, yo, it tastes like cream soda. And it does.
I was just about to say a cream soda.
And it does. And I had that. And we would go in there young. And we were drinking. And yeah, that's Handshakes.
That's like a barn.
Yep. Handshakes. See it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right off of Route, I believe, 52. And so I'd be a kid drinking in there, Captain and gingers and all that. So like I said, I was really I was acting out, man. And I think that's why I'm a comic, because I always had the ability to tell stories. I always had the ability to make people laugh. People I wanted to impress, I would make them laugh. And they'd be like, yo, that kid is funny, man. Let's get... So I think that moving and making me have to adjust and adapt all the time...
Made you resilient and
Yeah, and like you said, armor. Like, you know, when you said, like, when you saw the picture, you seemed like charmed. Like, I was able to talk to people and be myself, and that was good enough, but it still hurt to rebuild it. Yeah. You know what I mean? But then you would do, you know, fun shit.
But you're sneaking out to go to clubs, not just to go out or a girl's place.
No.
And who's picking you up and stuff? Yeah, the older kids?
Yeah, so like I would have a buddy who was a senior and I was a junior. And it's probably, you know, 9:30, 10:30 at night. And my parents aren't sleeping.
And your older brother's out of the house.
My older brother's 5 years older. So my older brother's in Boston, going to Boston University.
So it's just you and mom.
So it's just me and the little ones. So they remarried. I had two. But they were two. They were like 10 years younger than me.
Nothing,
so they're in bed. So everyone's in bed. So my buddy would pull up. He had a fucking, remember Horizon? Remember the Horizon? Was that a Dodge Horizon?
It was a Dodge. I think it was a Dodge or a Chrysler.
It was a Horizon. Yeah. It had the square. It was a hatchback with the square. Dude,
you're freaking
shit.
Me out.
Dude, that's the shit. Yeah.
Was it a stick?
He pulled up. Yeah.
My buddy's grandfather would pick us up sometimes in ninth grade, and it was a gold Plymouth Horizon. It's a Plymouth, huh? Stick shift.
And he would pull up to that shit, and he would turn the lights off. I'd come out, get in there, and we'd be psyched. I was going to Birdie's. And we had fake IDs, chalked licenses, you know, and we would go up there.
I tell you, dude, I'm not even lying to you. This is maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm pulling through this McDonald's, and as I'm going around, I see the gold Horizon that my friend's grandfather had, and it's just sitting up on the hill. I'm like, yeah. And immediately it takes me back to 14.
Yeah.
And I can't even get over it. I haven't seen one in the wild in 40 years. You know what I mean? 30 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I go over to it, and I'm sitting in my car, and I'm just taking pictures of it. All of a sudden, fucking window rolls down. Goes, can I help you? And I was, dude's living it. He's living in it. I said, man. He said, everything all right? You good? I was like, oh, he's aggressive. I go, hey, man, I'm just this same car. And then I start talking to him like, is it a stick? He's like, yeah. I'm like, dude, my friend's grandfather drove us to this thing in school every day. It was a beast. I haven't seen one forever. Came over, took some pictures. I gave him $5 and I was like,
you started
man.
Talking to him he like people scared. Do when they got a new house. Yeah, how many bands this thing got?
Yeah, he was ready to go. Can I help him? I was like, he's living in this
thing. Oh my God, dude.
But it was that car.
That car. And we were psyched on the way up because Poughkeepsie was like the city. Mm-hmm. So we'd have to go up a little ways, but that was where the nightclubs were and stuff. So we had the chalked IDs, and we would go in, and then, you know, get back around like 1:30.
And how old your ID saying you are? Are you just 21?
Yeah, we would do it like, because we were young. Mm-hmm. So we would do like just 21, you know. And sometimes they knew. Like one time, like you saw the smudge on my chalk.
The laminate's peeling off the quarters.
I mean, it clearly wasn't, you know, but they
see, in Maryland, back when I was a kid, so when you were under 21, you took your picture from a profile. And that immediately would tell any bouncer or any person, they don't even need to do math.
Oh.
If they're not facing forward, they're underage. Now, if you're under 21, it's a vertical license. So now you don't even need to do any math.
Oh,
see that?
Shit. It's, okay.
They,
so they just flipped it.
They flipped it.
So it was just like almost like a mugshot, half mugshot.
Yeah, it's a profile mugshot.
New York didn't do that.
Yeah,
New York
and was that all way the you same. Didn't even need to do math.
They, like, they would just be like, get out. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't even think of that.
Because there was a club we used to go to. We got in a big fight, man. It was a club. I've told the story, but I'm going to tell you because you'll like it.
Yeah.
It's called Profiles. It was called Profiles because it was 18 and over. And you could get in with your profile picture on that license, okay? That was their thing. So, but you're mixing a bunch of 18-year-olds who can't drink with a bunch of 21-year-olds, 18, 19, 20, with 21 and over who can. So we get in there. And I don't know what it was. For whatever reason, my friend Eric Snyder, I've mentioned him a million times. He's involved. He will swear on this. There was a crew of us that had gone up. My buddy Steve at the time was the one that drove. And we've been hearing stories all week about, I don't know why, somebody would come up and be like, man, did you hear about fucking so-and-so got in a fight with somebody last week? Nah, I was like, yeah, this dude took off his shoes and just did some karate and whooped his ass. I'm like, that's weird. You know, you hear it once. But not a week later, Paul Verzi, somebody else is like, you hear about so-and-so? We're like, what? It got into a fight. I go, what's about? And like, some dude took his shoes off and whooped his ass. Like, hold on now. Like, that's weird. We've heard that twice now. Is this a joke or something? No. So we go to Profiles that night. And I see one of my buddies go upstairs. There's an upstairs. And then I see a commotion with another one of my buddies at the bar. This is Eric. And so I go over here to see what's going on and make sure he's okay. Because I see about four people. And Eric's a big dude, but it's just like four of them on him. And next thing I know, this fucking guy steps out of his shoes, Paul Verzi.
No. No.
Paul Verzi. Paul, I swear to listen. I swear on my life, this is a true story.
He took off his shoes.
The guy starts jawing with him, and Eric's jawing back. Eric's not a little dude. Eric, we're 18, but this guy's like 22, 23, you know what I mean? And the next thing you know, he slides his shoes off. Paul, we both looked at each other. We both snapped at each other like, no. Ain't no way, because we had just been hearing about the shoes.
Like, this is him.
Oh, my God, it's him.
Dude, if I saw that, I would have fucking lost it.
We can't. And now you can't go. The whole bar's around him, surrounded. Like, this about to go down. And his shoes are off. He's got his socks on. I swear to God.
Dude, I had a friend who knew somebody that used to carry a mouthpiece on him. And when he would go,
that's intimidating. That's intimidating. That's a good move. You want to fucking go, right?
If you're
going to
fight, do go.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's a good one. I'm like, I'm
dude, if I saw a guy kick off his shoes, though, and get in a karate stance, I'd be like,
especially
yo, he's done this shit before.
Yeah, we've been hearing it. Like, I'm not kidding you when I tell you.
He was a legend. Like, yeah. And then you saw
all of a sudden, though. Oh. All of a sudden, it was just like, we've never heard of this guy before, but three times in a month
what
now,
a weird
we're
thing
hearing
to-
it. You know what I'm saying? No, he slipped him off. He kicked him off, bro. He stays ready. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
He probably wears Crocs these days with the backs off. You know what I mean?
I'm going
to. So wait. So we're about to have a fight here. So Matt Fulsron, there's a big local beer back in the Baltimore called Natty Bo. Matt Fulsron, in the day, he's from Maryland also. And we were podcasting. I told him this story. He nicknamed this dude Natty Bo Lee. Okay, the guy sliding his shoes off. So Natty Bo Lee is standing right in front of us, and Eric's eyes are all big, like, oh my God, this is that. I'm like, we're like, it's him. And this dude he fucking goes. He's about to ready to take Eric the fuck out, but he's in socks on a wood floor.
Oh no.
And Paul, he fucking slips.
Oh.
And Eric looked at me and I said, get him! And we just went. And Eric's fucking him up. Yeah. Now the whole place is going nuts. I see my friend come flying down the fucking... Somebody threw him down. They were everywhere in there. We didn't know it was like a nest of them. But Eric's beating the fuck up. Eric gets stabbed in the arm, beating the fuck up. They call the police. Everyone's trying to get in there and pull it apart. We get out of there and we're like, what the fuck are the odds of that?
Oh my God.
One stab. I'm okay. Little cuts. He came down. He's all right. He fucking fell down the stairs. But, man, that's one of the craziest fights. I've been in a lot of fights in Maryland.
Yeah.
A lot of fights.
Yeah.
But that was a wild one. It was like a cartoon. Like, our eyes zoomed in on his socks. Like, no way, bro. Scared to death, dude. Never saw him again either. Never heard about him again either. Isn't that weird?
Dude, but that's like a comedy movie. You got to write that in a script, dude. If I just saw a guy kick off his, like, because it's funny, guy took his shoes off and whooped somebody's ass. You're like, what? And then it keeps happening, and then you see him.
And then you see it. First time, you're like, okay, whatever. Then the second time, you're like, that's weird. Third time, you're like, all right, that's the third time I heard it. Then we go to a bar, we're like, there he is. Holy shit. I wish I could find that motherfucker. It was a move.
Oh, that's
but
amazing.
The mouthpiece, that's a good one.
If I saw somebody put a mouthpiece, I'm like, nah, dude, you got it. But I'm going to tell you the best thing that I've ever done.
Okay.
Okay. As a story that happened, it's my mother's favorite story of me. My mother wants me to tell this story, you know, like, she's like, if you ever get on like a late night couch or you ever get on a, but, so we are at a club. Okay. And this is when like Zima was big.
Yeah.
Remember Zima? 100%. You remember Zima, right?
We thought Kirsten, cool. Bring up Zima. It's back, I think,
is
now.
It?
I think it made a comeback during the pandemic.
This shit just
I think
tasted
they
like
just
chemicals.
Had a bunch of it. They're like, get
just
it out
tasted
there.
Like Sprite with chemicals
Z-I-M-A,
in it.
Z-I-M-A, yeah.
Yeah, Zima's.
Like clear bottle with a blue
and
label.
And it was ridged. The glass was ridged.
There it is.
Yeah, see, the glass is ridged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we had Zima's, and we're at this nightclub, right? And we leave at 2 o'clock in the morning. I see it right now. And we leave at 2 o'clock in the morning, and my buddy was in construction, and we were starving. And I go, dude, I'm starving, man. Let's go to that Dunkin' Donuts. And he goes, we don't have any money. There's two of them in the car, in the front, I'm in the back. And I'm looking around, and this motherfucker, he's got levels and hard hats and shit, right? So he goes, we don't got money. I go to the Dunkin' Donuts. I'm gonna get free food. Ryan, I take off my sweater.
Yeah.
I got a white T-shirt under it. I rub my hand on the floor. I rub it on the white T-shirt. I put a hard hat on, and I take a 3-foot level at 2 o'clock in the morning into Dunkin' Donuts. They go, we're not coming in. I swear to God, every fucking word of this.
So, I'm going to use this move, dude.
Yeah, so I rubbed, and they're like, what the fuck are you doing? They're laughing, but I'm drunk. They're drunk. So he's like, we're going to just wait here. We'll laugh. We'll ruin it. I go, wait here. Dude, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I walk into a Dunkin' Donuts. Actually, am I allowed to say that? Because, I guess now I can. I guess the statue of...
You ain't got... Yeah. Well, listen, if they come after you, I'll pay the tab for whatever these donuts are.
No. So, it gets crazy what I'm about to tell you.
Hold on. We'll edit that.
Maybe not. You could edit the name. Bleep the name. So, I go in, and I walk in, and I have my buddy's hard hat. They're already laughing. They see their buddy who's it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I got a hard hat on. I got a dirty t-shirt. And I got a 3 foot level. I walk in and I go, ah, dude, I'm sorry I'm late. The lady's behind the thing. I go, sorry I'm late, man. The other job ran till 2 o'clock in the morning, dude. I'll be quick though for the inspection. And I swear to God, she gives me a gift from God. Ryan, she goes, oh my God, is Vinny your boss? Is Vincent your boss? And I go, yeah. I go, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I'm late. The other job ran so long. I'll be out of your hair in a second. She goes, no problem. Come in. I walk around the counter. Now they see me and from the car go around the counter. And now I'm back there. There are three Mexican guys back there just making donuts, dough. And it's just all this back room with wires and shit. And she goes, so what do you need to do? I go, I just need to, you know, look around here, make sure everything is good. And I saw a wire from the corner coming out. It was a cable wire. I go, yeah, you know, I know Vinny knows, my boss knows Vinny. I go, that's a hazard, okay? I'm not going to say anything. Just tuck that in, okay?
Tuck it in, right? He's going to die touching it.
I put the three foot level on the table. And I go, come here for a second. I go, you see that bubble? I go, you got to put a couple coasters. Put a couple coasters under the fucking thing. She goes, okay. She goes, no, just do what you want to do. I'll be back in a second or whatever. You just do whatever you need to do. And as she walks back, she goes, you want something to eat, by the way? And I go, ah, I would love. I go, can I get a sauce? It was a sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich. And it was a drink.
Not a donut.
A sausage, egg, and cheese, and a drink. She goes, yeah, no problem. And next thing you know, I'm standing back there drunk. And I'm in this room, and the Mexican
fresh
guys,
sausage
and she's making. I don't have
yes,
it yet.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm just and I'm just standing back there. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going, I can't fucking believe this is happening. I can't believe this is the greatest. It was like Eddie Murphy when he went into the warehouse.
Yeah,
that's what's happening now. And I'm going, oh my God. I walk back. I go, everything's good. I go, just, you know, level out that table, get that wired thing. Should be no problem. She hands me a bag. She hands me a drink. I walk out. They are. Fucking, they cannot believe it. I get in the back of the car. They cannot fucking believe that I did it. We drive away. 3 months later, I put on a suit and I get a briefcase. Okay. Daytime. That's where I fucked up. 3 months later, I put on a suit and I get a briefcase and I walk in.
Same one? No.
Yeah.
Why? Hold on, wait. What made you want to do
that? I thought I could do it again. I got cocky. I tried to rob the casino twice. So I go in, I got a thing, and I just go, hey, I'm sorry, I'm just here to, and the lady, I swear to God, she goes, wait a minute, stay right here. This is the guy. And I fucking, boom, ran out.
I would too, because also, who she's saying this is the guy to?
No, they knew. And I remember going back, I told my mom. I go, yeah, they knew. Because my mom got mad at the first one, but she also thought it was brilliant. My mom was like, only you could pull that shit off. Second time, they nicked it in. Like, as soon as I got in, I started asking questions.
She knew right away.
She was like, wait, were you here? This is, and then you stay here. She goes, stay here. And I fucking jetted, dude. I fucking took off. But that's 100% true story, but I got my free fucking sausage, egg, and cheese.
Oh my God. I'm going to tell you, this is so fucking funny. I move out here and a buddy of mine orders from Jerry's Deli, the old one that was on Ventura Boulevard, the famous one that Andy Kaufman would work at as a waiter and all that stuff. And it's a very, very famous Jewish deli. And he orders, ordered a bunch of food. And there's supposed to be a 6-piece of mozzarella sticks. And they only have 4, okay?
This is true.
This is a true story. It's a very famous Jewish deli. So they send somebody out. And they bring us 2. It's supposed to be a 6-piece. They deliver 4. He calls and complains, and they drove 2 out. Okay, they didn't give us a new one.
They drove two out.
And he called him and said it was the most Jewish thing he'd ever seen in his life. And they banned him from the restaurant. They had him on a list. It was the opposite of Shimon's list. They drove 2 mozzarella sticks, dude. I swear to God, I just remember that they drove 2 out. He called him and said, man, that's the most Jewish shit I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, shit.
And they fucking put him on a Oh, man. It wasn't even a close ride.
Like, it just give us six piece, man. What's the matter? They drove two mozzarella sticks.
Oh, shit, oh, dude. Man. Oh, fuck.
Man, thank you for doing this, Paul.
Oh, man, thank you, dude. This is the way to... Oh, that's so funny. Woo,
promote whatever you'd like again. One more time.
Yeah, guys, check me out. PaulVerzi.com for all my dates. I'm coming to Seattle at the end of July, Portland at the end of July. We got Tampa coming up. We have Rhode Island coming up, and we're adding more dates. Check out the Bone to Pick podcast and the Verzi Effect podcast. Bone to Pick is with Bobby Kelly, and we're having a great time with that. Thank you so much for
having
me.
Hell yeah, anytime, brother. As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Come see me on tour. We're going to have a bunch of fall dates. All the tickets will be available on my website at ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.